Matt Greenwood back on KJF Sports Talk speaking to Justin Van Etten. He's a multi-sport athlete for the Windsor High School Owls, and more specifically for this for these purposes, for this interview, we're going to talk about baseball with Justin Van Etten. He has signed his letter of intent to continue his baseball playing career at Lindenwood Belleville. So awesome. Gets to be a part of a collegiate program. And Justin, I guess I want to start there and just congratulate you on that and kind of give us your initial thoughts about knowing that you're going to have baseball at college for you.
Well, it's kind of a surreal feeling. I've been wanting to continue my baseball career at any level, really, after high school for a while now. It's surreal.
Tell me about Lindenwood Belleville. What attracted you to them? What did you do to attract them as well?
So, it was a summer tournament, I think. Yeah, last summer. We were actually playing at Lindenwood St. Charles. And I guess I played pretty good. And they talked to me after the game, set up a visit, went to a visit. And I just liked the atmosphere there. And I didn't want to go to a big old huge school where I didn't know anybody, because like Windsor's not a very huge school. So I like the size. I like the atmosphere. I like the coaches. So it's pretty good overall school, I think.
Yeah, coaches are certainly a big aspect. And I have noticed talking to a lot of athletes that have signed at universities that most of them prefer the smaller type community. So,
yeah.
You know, it makes perfect sense, obviously. Talk about the coaches and, who they are and kind of your thoughts on them and how they can help you become a better baseball player once you do get to college.
Well, so the coach that went and watched me when I played at Lindenwood St. Charles, his name is Coach Bone, Logan Bone, and he actually got a job with the Blue Jays in their minor league system, so he won't be there next year. And he was their assistant coach for Lindenwood, so I don't know who their assistant coach now is, but he's a pretty good, pretty cool guy. He's actually from Festus, so he's around from Jefferson County, so he knows Windsor a little bit. And then Coach Johnson, their head coach, he's a pretty nice guy. I didn't really get to talk to him very much except for the visit where he was showing us around the campus and then talking about academic stuff. But they seem like a overall good group of coaches from what I heard and talked about them about.
All right, well, very cool. You always want to have good coaches, good leaders.
Oh, yeah.
Good qualities in your coach. Since you said that you were having conversations with Logan Bone and now he won't be there, and you've had very few conversations with Coach Johnson, when they recruited you, did they ever talk to you about, you know, certain aspects of your game that they want you to focus on improving so that when you do get to their team, you have a role on the team and you know exactly what you're going to be doing? Have you had any of those kind of conversations?
Somewhat. Coach Bone, after the game and during my visit, he said he really liked my swing, but I could use some fixing on it for their, approach at the plate and stuff like that. And then in the field, I actually played third base when they saw me, and my primary position is first base, so it took me a surprise right there. But, yeah, just hitting we need to work on and fielding, I think he didn't really say very much working on fielding, but more hitting aspect of the game.
Okay, very well. And I noticed last year you were a pitcher as well, 15 strikeouts in 11 and two-thirds innings, and that's a good, you know, that's a good strikeout to innings pitch ratio for you. When you do go to Lindenwood Belleville, is that what you're going to fight for, is a spot as a pitcher, or are you going to fight for a first base or third base spot?
I'll probably most likely go for infield because as a pitcher, I don't really throw all that hard in this college. So guys coaches would like to have harder throwing guys. But I say I'm not a terrible pitcher. I might try and convince them to let me pitch a little bit, maybe throw a bullpen or two every now and then just to be an option over there be a pitcher, but most likely first base and third base.
Okay. Hey, man, corner infielders are very important for sure. And you know, that's a power position. And seeing you on the basketball court and one of the best rebounders in the greater St. Louis area, and just knowing your size, obviously that's something that you'll want to be working at. And so I don't have to really ask you about that, because that's just a given. A corner infielder working on his power. I know you have an unfortunate situation with an injury as a baseball season approaches here, but kind of take us through the recovery for you, what's expected in terms of when you might come back, if you have any of that information for us. I think people are around the Windsor community are certainly very aware of who you are and your capabilities, and are probably invested in seeing Justin Van Etten on the field. So kind of give us, you know, what the next, you know, few weeks are going to be like for you.
So this injury happened about a week ago on Saturday, the 23rd, I believe, was our district game. And jumped up for a rebound, came down, twisted his ankle. Go to see the doctor next day. They told me it's a grade 3 sprain with 2 torn ligaments, and told me 3 to 6 weeks probably, but 3 if I'm lucky. So I'm in a week into it. I've had physical therapy twice. I have to go 6 more times the next 3 weeks. And so timetable is really unknown completely. So hopefully it's these next 2 weeks I'll be good to go. But if not, then it's probably another 2 or 3 weeks after this 2 weeks is up.
Okay. Well, hey, man, just have faith in the process, and everyone knows, and I'm sure you know, you'll be out there at some point. And the reason I wanted to talk to you now about the signing is that baseball season is right around the corner. So for you, what's I know it's been cold outside, and there's been not been a lot of chances to get out and work on some things outside now with your injury and what have you. Obviously that holds you back just a bit, but what are your feelings about this upcoming senior baseball season for Justin Van Etten and the Windsor Owls?
I'm actually feeling really good. We got a good group of senior leaders this year and a great group of younger guys that are very talented. I'm expecting to probably flip our record from last year. That's the expectations from the seniors, at least. And our coaches have agreed. I've talked to my coaches during tryouts and practices the past week and a half, and we all agree that this year so far we're so much ahead of where we were last year at this point in time.
All right, well, that's good to hear, and again, congratulations on signing at Lindenwood Belleville for next year. Justin, if you have anything else you want to add to this, you've got the floor, man.
I'd just like to thank you for all the congratulations and all that, and hopefully we can pull out a district and maybe go to the Final Four for basketball this year.
All right, Justin, again, congratulations on your Lindenwood Belleville signing, and best of luck this season.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's all we've got with Justin Van Etten for you, so we'll move on to other things coming up here in just a few minutes on KJS Sports Talk.